Flip some repeat after the third carry. Today's date is 04/01/2026. Dictation is for Richard Hernandez. Hernandez spells H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Richard spells R-A-C-H-A-R-D. Date of birth is 02/25/1964. That's a 62-year-old gentleman here for... routine correction here for complaints of low energy and sweating, period. Patient stated that about 2 or 3 nights ago he woke up in drench of the sweat and felt a little tired, period. You say his energy level is low. Patient said he works at Walmart as a stalker, and whenever he walks, he will experience some pain in his lower extremities and the tiredness, period. He denies chest pain. He denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. He denies paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. Says he sleeps on his side. And this indicated when he climbs up and down stairs, he does not have any problems, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared. Last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review assistance. All systems were reviewed and were negative, except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, past a physical exam, he's alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows, or if that is. ...95% of room air, blood pressure is 209/105... ...pulse 86, respiration 20... ...temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph... ...HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, no... ...correction. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Next paragraph, respiratory good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. No paradoxical motion here. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bullae. Here, next paragraph, extremities. He have 2+ pitting edema in his lower extremities. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented signs 3, cranial alert 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Here, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is left ventricular hypertrophy. Assessment number 2, diaphoresis. Number 3, fatigue. Number 4, elevated blood pressure. Hypertension. Open parentheses, poor control. The next paragraph today we did labs. Labs include CBC, CMP, A1C, testosterone. His last testosterone was elevated. He was advised not to take his medication. The purpose of this test is to see where his levels are, period. Next paragraph. An EKG was done today. EKG reveals the following. A sinus rhythm with occasional supraventricular premature complexes. Next line, left ventricular hypertrophy with repolarization abnormality. Voltage criteria plus ST/T abnormalities. Next paragraph. A chest x-ray was done today. Chest x-ray revealed enlarged cardiac silhouette with mild congestion. Next paragraph. A patient will be missing work today. He was given a work excuse to return in one day. Next paragraph, I will add metoprolol 50 milligrams to the patient's regimen. He's currently on hydrochlorothiazide. Lisartan. He was originally on metoprolol 50, but he indicated he never took it, never filled it, period. It would be metoprolol succinate. He was given an opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. The patient was reported to Dr. Shaw, cardiologist in the Woodlands. The patient was strongly encouraged to follow up with this specialist. He says he understands and will comply under dictation.